Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about making movie sets much safer, more akin to hospitals in terms of strict hygiene and sanitation standards. Many of the measures suggested have been fairly practical, from packed meals to regular temperature checks, and even machines that can emit UVC light to disinfect a room in minutes. Screen Ireland's subcommittee here has been working together with industry stakeholders on plans for production return, as the Irish government has set out that film production might recommence on June 29th, subject to approval. In addition, new industry initiatives have also been announced, focusing on actors and mentorship with high-profile industry leaders. One fascinating new potential regulation that might come into effect in the US is to minimise or even eliminate the use of paper on sets. This would mean no more call sheets, crew lists, production reports, and most interesting of all, no paper screenplays. Instead, everything will be handled electronically in a bid to minimise the risk of transmitting COVID-19. Turning to movie making, and director Steve McQueen has had a change of heart with his latest project. Following his American remake of the classic BBC miniseries Widows last year, McQueen set about working on a BBC TV series titled Small Acts. The project was apparently going to be an anthology about London's West Indian community from 1960s to the 1980s. Now though, during an announcement at the selection for the Cannes Film Festival, it's been revealed McQueen has apparently retooled the project to become 5 feature-length films. Of those 5, 2 have been handed official Cannes selections, Mangrove and Lover's Rock. Mangrove is the true story of the Mangrove Nine, while Lover's Rock deals with young love at a blues party in the early 1980s. Speaking of Cannes, the festival has revealed its 2020 lineup, which includes new movies from Wes Anderson, Pixar and Thomas Vinterberg. Despite the change in the festival this year, Cannes has revealed 56 movies, chosen for its official selection as a badge of honour for the movies and a bid to boost their distribution credentials. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker second unit director Victoria Mahony has been hired to helm a film adaptation of the Kyle Starks graphic novel Kill Them All. Dubbed a love letter to 1990s action movies, the story follows a betrayed murderess out for revenge who teams up with a hard-drinking former cop in order to take down a crime lord living at the top of a 15-story Miami high-rise. Mahony, who also directed the indie film Yelling at the Sky, made history as both the first woman and first person of colour to direct scenes for a Star Wars film. She also teamed up with Ava DuVernay earlier this year to adapt Octavia E. Butler's sci-fi novel Dawn as an Amazon Studios drama series. From Cannes to Galway, and this year the Galway Film Flab pitching competition will take place as a virtual online event and it's now open for entries. This is its 15th year, and the Galway Film Flab pitching competition has emphasised that good writing is still the backbone of the audiovisual sector, and it has provided many writers with an opportunity to get their foot in the door of the industry. Entry requirement is a 500-word written pitch, from beginning to end, no cliffhangers, from writers of any skill level. Any genre of feature, drama, documentary or animation will be considered. Finalists will be selected to pitch their idea live online as an elevator pitch of 90 seconds to a virtual panel of industry judges and an audience. The winner will be announced at the online awards ceremony and will receive a cash prize of €3,000. Go to galwayfilmflad.com for more information. Staying with online events, the IFI Spotlight series is returning. Session 1, a year in review, will take place on Friday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Perennial guests Dr. Roddy Flynn of DCU and Dr. Tony Tracy of NUIG will review Irish film and television of the last year, including comedies, dark dramas, a varied range of documentaries, and a notable number of works written and directed by women. Over the course of the Spotlight series, there'll be many live free Zoom events, which will feature a range of film and TV experts who will explore aspects of the Irish film and television industry and will engage with an audience in a post-presentation discussion. Limited free tickets are now available, but must be reserved in advance. Go to ifi.ie. And finally, just a reminder that there's a new Irish film on Amazon Prime.
Do you throw a rock at me?
I'll go out with you.
What?
Do you want to go out or not?
Okay.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
You're gay.
I'm not gay.
Yes, you are.
Written and directed by David Frame, Dating Amber is set in Ireland during the mid-90s, where Eddie, played by Fionn O'Shea, and Amber, played by Lola Pettigrew, decide to stage a relationship in order to stop everyone speculating about their sexuality. Dating Amber is streaming now on Amazon Prime.